Winning key number three, tune out the bad news. A study recently completed by George Washington University monitored the national evening television news for 100 nights. Over 6,500 negative statements were recorded, while only 370 positive or good news items were logged. It's obvious that we're grossly overinformed about catastrophes we can do little or nothing about. And there's no question that bad news sells ratings. The majority of the general public exists on a mental diet of television, motion pictures created to shock us, and slick publications designed to stimulate us. I consider most of what we have available as junk food that leads to mental malnutrition and poor emotional and spiritual health. Television constantly exposes children and adults to antisocial behavior performed by the incompetent, the uncouth, and the insane. At the other extreme are the superheroes with unnatural strength and superhuman abilities. They're handsome and beautiful, and when average individuals compare themselves to their TV heroes, they usually see themselves as inadequate. Recent studies conducted by a Stanford University research team have revealed that what we listen to and what we watch does have a marked effect on our imaginations, our learning patterns, and our behaviors. First, we're exposed to new behaviors and characters. Next, we learn or acquire these new behaviors. And the last and most crucial step is that we adopt these behaviors as our own. One of the most critical aspects of human development that we need to understand is the influence of repeated viewing and repeated listening and verbalizing in shaping our lifestyles. The information goes in harmlessly, almost unnoticed, on a daily basis. But we don't react to it until later, when we aren't able to realize the basis for our reactions. In other words, our value system is being formed without any conscious awareness on our part of what is really happening. If you really want to win in the 21st century and raise a winning family in the process, demand more educational and more positive television programming. Demand higher quality motion pictures by passing up the marginal ones. If you have to, boycott the theaters by renting good video cassettes. Save your money and your kids' money by being more selective.